Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And let's just start drawing our attention to the Lord for this program. Lord, we just ask that you make yourself known to us in whatever way you choose. Lord, you know what we need, and we just ask that you meet those needs. Lord, I ask that you stir up a hunger and a thirst and a desire for you. And for whatever it is, whatever direction or inspiration or information that each one of us in our particular walk needs from you, give us that desire. Give us a thirst for whatever it is you want us to have. We come against all interference, anything that is hindering God from moving in our lives. Regardless of what enemy it is, it's already been conquered or is in the process of being conquered. We take authority over all demonic or occultic or any other supernatural interference. You must go now. You must go where Jesus sends you. If you have a legal right to be here, you must sit in the corner while God speaks with us. Otherwise, you must go. You have no right to be here. So, Lord, I just ask that you would draw us to you. And even during the time of this program, whatever you want to speak in our hearts, even if it's something I'm not saying, Lord, speak to our hearts. Speak into us what we need from you. Quicken whatever it is that's holding us back, so, and bring it to the light so it can be dealt with. If it's a wound, Lord, we ask you to heal it. If it's a lie that we're believing, I ask you to speak your truth. If it's a misunderstanding, I ask that you provide truth and knowledge and the reality. Lord, we want to not only know about you, we want to know you. You are our reward. Give us a hunger and a thirst so we're not satisfied by anything less than everything you have to give to us. All of you. Lord, even though we may not in our soul understand what you're doing in our lives, in our spirit, we have already agreed that you have for us, that you've laid out for us, the path that we have taken and the path you have set before us. So, Lord, we say yes, even if we don't understand or even if we, in our soul, don't want to. Who we truly are has already said yes. So have free rein in our lives. We give you the permission to do whatever you want. We know you love us. And we know that the end result will be well-pleasing to us. It may be painful and difficult to get there, but this is the path that you have laid out for each of us. And we're going with you. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Again, Lord, whatever needs are out there. You know what they are. I just ask that you would minister to each of us as individuals in whatever situation we're in. We thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do. So we've been talking about waiting and how to do it, being very practical, reminding us about the results. What comes from waiting is the ability to recognize the presence of God. That's one of the things. Being able to hear him, being able to recognize his voice, recognize his moving in our lives. The more time we spend with him, our discernment is sharpened, our hearing becomes clearer, and those things that are not really important to what's going on in our lives, they're much easier to dismiss from our lives. The things that frustrate us don't frustrate us anymore. The things that we thought were important aren't important anymore. And he just does this because we focus on him and he teaches us how to do this. This is not through strength of will or practice, but as we do practice being with him, practicing his presence, all these other avenues of our lifestyle and our relationships fall into alignment. As our soul comes into alignment with our spirit, all the other constraints on our soul, all the effort and the wounds in our soul just fall away. We don't have to push them away or work to get rid of them. There's certainly works often involved in learning new things, but it's not through our own strength. So as we begin to notice that the Lord draws our attention to him, we'll notice him doing it throughout our day. And it will be a variety of different ways. If you are going through your day and something catches your attention and you wonder if it's the Lord, it probably is. Just go for it. Just, okay, assume it is the Lord getting your attention. Because what's the worst that could happen? He knocks in so many different ways, and the way he knocks on your door is going to be different than the way he knocks on somebody else's door. And the way he knocks today is going to be different than the way he knocks next week. The way he gets your attention when you're at work is going to be different than the way he gets your attention when you're at play. But let's think about this. Say you're just learning to respond, because this is what this is all about. It's not just, oh, God's getting, you know, God's here. It's knowing how to respond. And God's going to teach you how to respond. Remember, your spirit's already responding, and your soul already knows how to. This is just a matter of practice, of doing it. When somebody knocks on your door, first you go. And you respond, then you open the door. Depending on who it is, you respond accordingly. Think about the different kinds of knocking. When God gets your attention, you'll be able to recognize his voice or his knock based on your time with him. There will be a consistency. There are two voices that speak to the sheep. The voice of the shepherd and the voice of the butcher. And this is where the discernment that God will build into you will come into play. He will teach you how to hear his voice in the situations that he places you in. Later we'll talk about what to do when he knocks on your door, when he makes himself known to you, but you can't pay attention right then. But for right now, just start increasing an awareness of him making himself known to you. This will begin the process of really making that discernment, that hearing, that awareness real. We're not talking about something that is what many call by faith. This is a reality. You have spiritual senses and soulical senses and natural senses. And God is going to teach you how to use them. God's goal for us, for each one of us right now, is that every day we live with a level of awareness presence. Now, that awareness may not be based on something he did that day. And I think this is where the difference is between faith and action. God is not obligated to make himself known in a particular way, in a particular time, and in a particular frequency. God may, during 1 week, make himself known in 50 different ways throughout that week. The next year, he may not make himself known at all in any of those 50 ways. But reality is that you, that week, when you experienced him 50 times, you had an understanding that he's real. He taught you what you needed to know and changed you into what you needed to be to patiently wait for him for the next year of silence. So it's not what you believed that got you through that next year of quiet, but it's what you had experienced. You'd experienced his voice, his love, his healing. So you didn't have to pump up your own endurance or your own beliefs or stand on a scripture or on others praying for you or anything else or a promise. We can endure whatever is in front of us when we have experienced God personally. This is, again, getting our questions our questions answered changes us. We talk about God giving us the desires of our heart, and we think that, okay, God is going to give us what we want. No, he gives us the desires. If you have questions for him, if there's things you want from him, go to him. Because he's the one who put them, that desire and that question in you to draw you. Take full advantage. Because you know if he's giving you that question, that desire, he's going to answer it. He's going to fulfill it. And even if it turns out he didn't give you that desire or that question, and if you take it to him, he'll let you know. If you think something is going on in your life that came from an enemy, take it to God by all means. Guess what? Your enemy is going to stop doing whatever they're doing, because the last thing they want you to do is go to God. Any of your enemies, the world, the flesh, or the devil. Your enemies do not want you free, healed, confident, at peace. And that's what comes from being with God. So anytime, don't ever let anything keep you from turning to Him. So, remembering the purpose of our walk is not to become a son of God. It's not to arrive at relationship. It's because we have relationship. And our walk is to learn the depths and the breadth and the heights and all the different qualities of our relationship. We don't know what came before. We don't know what will come after. But it will be about relationship. It will be about us and God. And being closer to Him, we're not moving and He's not moving. In your spirit is in Him. We are one already in spirit. It's our awareness, it's our soul and our body that is becoming aligned with spirit. So he's never saying, well, I wish I'd be closer to her if she just, or if he hadn't have done that, we'd be having a much better relationship. I'd be able to love him more. Or I'd be happier with him. I'd be more proud of him. No, that's not from him. It's like, this is my son. This is me. This is who I am. This is part of me. And he will, by nature, give whatever's necessary to bring us into a fullness, a wholeness. This is his desire. And he gets what he wants. Now, there's times and seasons. And there's times and seasons for us as individuals and for countries and planets, universes, time zones, whatever. Whatever he's created, there are times and seasons for. And most of us will never go beyond what God is doing in our own lives and those he may bring into our lives to have an impact on. But that's fine. God can change how the world is going just with a teeny tiny thought. He doesn't need our help in the big things. What he's looking for is relationship with you. You are his purpose. You are what's important to him. He wants to reveal himself as we make ourselves available. You can count on him to do that. So when you say, okay, Lord, I'm willing to, I want whatever you want from me, all you're doing is acknowledging what your spirit has already committed to, being available to God. Again, doesn't mean it's all going to be easy, but it will be worth it. So if hearing him, discerning his voice, being able to recognize his voice from all others is so important, why can it be so hard to learn? Why doesn't God just open our ears, make himself, you know, so obvious? Why can't we just automatically see everything he's doing, see him? Why can't we just see him? Why can't we just hear him, even physically? Why does he make it hard? Or why doesn't he change us? Why doesn't he just give us whatever ability we're lacking in order to be able to discern and recognize and see his presence? Because it's not about our ability. It's about our attitude. God wants us to value him and value how he has created us. And we do not seek, we do not work for, we do not change our priorities, we do not bring our soul into subjection of our spirit for that which we do not value. Think about it in other areas of your life. Something that's really important to you, you're willing to give up other things that are less important. So as you see, with your natural lifestyle, it's the same with God. Your spirit has already given up all throne rights to God. But your soul is still struggling with that. Your soul still wants to control and make decisions and determine how you're going to live your life. And it's a process where God shows us where we are valuing other things, our own desires, our own habits, other people, more than we value him. So he withdraws his presence. He gives us a taste. He gives us an idea. If you have any desire at all to know God, that came from him. And it's a promise that he will satisfy that desire. But he withdraws, so your desire is not quickly satisfied. He wants to be valued. He, like as a treasure, a king will hide a treasure. And the more we value him, the more we are willing to seek him out. May think, okay, we see what he's doing, and then he may withdraw more. Not to tease us, but to teach us how to live as a spirit being, how to pursue him until we are satisfied. And in that process, he exposes our true attitudes towards him. We may feel like, well, we shouldn't have to do all this. We may feel like, well, Nobody else in the church has to live like this. Why can't I just do what they're all doing? Or, well, why can't I just put off till heaven? I'm going to die, and then I'll have all eternity to do this hard stuff. But none of those attitudes reflect God's purpose here and now. First, we don't know what the next thing is going to be like. It may be that you're going to have to learn the exact same thing here, but if you don't learn it here, it may be 100 times, 1,000,000 times harder than the next thing. And as far as comparing to what God has called you to do to what's going on in a church or another somebody else's life, it's really none of your business. If you believe God is drawing you in a certain direction and you don't go, that's just between you and him. What God does in anybody else's life is none of your business. Now, it's great that we can share experiences, but your walk is your walk. Your path is what he has laid out for you. So you have what God has laid out for you to deal with. And what that will look like will be custom for you. Now, here are some of the ways that God shows us the direction he wants to take us in, or reveals himself or makes himself known to us. But here are some of the ways that even if we perceive him, we turn him away. We put him off. We reject God. And the reason we're going to go through these is to understand relationship, our relationship with him from his point of view. First, we miss him when he comes to us because he comes to us unwanted. Again, Jesus wants to be wanted. God wants to be valued. Odds are that we all say that we want to know him. But we'll only want to know him on our terms. Like we only want to get to know him as long as he doesn't touch one area of our lives. Or doesn't shake or interfere with this interference or this habit. Or ask us to do something we don't want to do. But how he comes to us is for him to decide. God doesn't take too well to being dictated to. So as we learn to wait on him, he begins to reveal to us the things that we want more than we want him. He starts to show us our true values. We want to control our time, our circumstances, and how and when he speaks to us. So even the process of learning to wait, learning to give him our time and attention, brings us to wanting him, wanting to know him simply because we want to know him. It is a desire. It is a growing and overwhelming desire to know him. Not just because we're learning, but because now that we've learned it, it is a part of us. The desire to be with him, the desire to know him, the desire to be available. So we will pick it up there next week. If you've got any questions, as usual, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.